You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. And that's how you hop aboard. We're trying to solve problems here today, not cause them. We're solving them.
I have the solution.
Well, I don't know about that.
I just don't want to listen.
I heard it. Don't like it. Should Sirianni take over play calling duties from Kevin Petullo? It is our Midday Show Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh, what's your guess on the voting so far? Yes or no, should Sirianni take the play calling from Petullo?
Yes, 70%.
58% yes. So you're on the right track, yes, but it's 58-42. That's where we're at the voting right now at WIP.
I thought it would go the other way. Show.
You thought
it'd
be more like no?
Well, yeah, because, look, I know the magnitude of what I'm suggesting.
It's a
here.
Big one.
And Nick Sirianni has done this before unsuccessfully.
Didn't look pretty.
Nope. Now, but I guess I underestimated just how much people are done with the Kevin Petullo experience.
Well, he's become, and whether it's fair or not, he's become the thing, right? He's become the
he's the new flavor of the month.
Well, he's the thing to discuss because last year the offense was better, and they haven't changed much of the offense personnel wise. It's really just Becton that's different. And clearly the play caller is different this year with Petullo versus Kellen Moore last year. All right, one guy that had a big perspective on this during the postgame show on Sunday evening on NBC Sports Philadelphia, Ruben Frank, we're going to get to him in just 1 second
here. The show, sponsored by Bet365.
All right, Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia, with us here to talk about the coordinator and what the heck's going on with this offense. Rube, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Well, you know, we're trying to hang in there, Rube. You know, it's about to fall apart around these parts. You know how it is in Philadelphia.
I'm not so sure about that. We'll see.
We will, and it's a big one Friday against the Bears. Ruben, what's your feeling on the offense right now and what they should do? Because they've reached a crossroads here. They won a lot of games without moving the football, but the numbers over the course of the season are towards the bottom of the league in many categories offensively. It feels like it needs to get much better to go win a Super Bowl. Ruben, what's your thought on what they need to do offensively?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the defense has gotten better every week, but you're not going to win a Super Bowl with this kind of offense. You're just not. So, I'm all for changing play callers. I would not have Nick do it. He's not very good at it. We saw that in 21 before he turned things over to Shane Steichen, who was great at it. Unfortunately, he's not available. Parks Frazier is a guy I would have do it right now. He's done it before with the Colts. He's called plays. You know, he's not a position coach, so he's got the ability to do it without being encumbered by dealing with a position. You can't have Kevin Petullo, and I don't think he's the whole problem. Like you said, I don't think he's the entire thing, but you have to change something. And There's other things you can change, but that's the big one. And he just doesn't have a flair for it, for using plays to set up other plays, for being unpredictable, for adjusting in-game adjustments. We saw that Sunday. He scored 21 points, and then your offense falls to pieces. The other team's adjusting, and you're not adjusting back. I mean, it's a chess match out there, and he's getting checkmated, I guess. But I just don't know how you can continue the way things are. I mean, you're not going to – I mean, the standards are high here. If you don't win a Super Bowl, it's a disappointing season, and you're just flat out not going to win a Super Bowl with him calling plays.
Ruben Frank with us here. The offense, when you look at it on the field, what do you think has been the biggest issue? Is it the offensive line? Is it their inability to sustain a passing game? Is it the run game totally disappearing? Like, when you watch it each week, what part to you sticks out as the part that is the most concerning?
Most egregious.
Yeah.
Look at you using egregious. There you go. I think it's Saquon. I think the biggest issue is Saquon, and I don't think it's just the offensive line. Obviously, they missed Becton. We know that. The injuries that have hurt. But when Tank Bigsby gets back there, the offensive line looks fine, and it's a limited sample size. But, man, I was just writing about that 3rd-and-2 just after the two-minute warning on Sunday when Jalen took that long sack, and it kind of set up the game-winning drive for the Cowboys. 3rd-and-2 on your own 37. Last year, there's no way they're throwing the ball, right? There's no way. Third and two, you're running it twice. If you have to, you get the first down, you drive down, Jake Elliott hits a field goal, and you win the game. And you have Jalen doing a 7-step drop and then dancing around and getting sacked, and Cowboys are in field goal range on like 4 plays. So, to me, there's a lot of issues right now, but Saquon is not the same guy, and I think I don't think he's hurt. I don't think he's injured. I just think, and I didn't see this coming, but I just think the pounding, he had like almost 500 touches last year. What was it, 482?
Yep.
I think it took its toll. And I was naive enough to think that he'd be the exception to the rule that, running backs that get that kind of workload are never the same the next year. I mean, we're seeing it with Josh Jacobs, and you see it with so many guys. And he's just not the same guy. And, Nick doesn't admit it, and I don't know deep down if he believes it, but, he's had one good game. This is a guy who ran for 2,000 yards last year. He's had one good game. Do you know Tank Bigsby only has one fewer 17 yards or longer run than Saquon? And he's got 18 carries, and Saquon's got 185. I think Nick owes it to the offense, to the team, or Nick and Kevin, whoever's calling the plays, to get Bigsby in there some more and see if he can add. He's got some juice to him that Saquon clearly doesn't have. And, every time he's had an opportunity, he had one carry on Sunday. It was 8 yards. It was longer than any of Saquon's carries. So I don't think he's the answer to all their problems, but I think a little more Tank Bigsby, a different play caller, maybe you get Lane back before you expect it, and I think they could have a good offense. But, there's so much talent in this offense. It's just inexcusable to be this bad.
Well, I'd agree with that. Their numbers are we're at the Jets and the Saints and some of the worst teams in the National Football League. Ruben, let's end with this. Do you think what happened 2 years ago will play into how Sirianni handles this? Around this time of the year, they were 10-3, but things weren't going great on defense. They changed the defensive play call, right? It went from Desai to Matt Patricia, and things seemed to get worse after that. Do you think that will impact Sirianni's decision when it comes to this now on the offensive side, and should it impact it? That was then, this is now, but it would get brought up again, like, hey, we just tried this 2 years ago. What does that say about the whole operation? What's your thought on that element to this?
Yeah, it's funny because Matt Patricia's doing a heck of a job with Ohio State.
Yeah, he is.
Calling plays. So you could use him on the offensive side, but it shouldn't. I mean, when he changed coordinators in 21, it was a brilliant move, and it kind of jump-started the offense and with Shane. So I don't think you can not do it just because of what happened 2 years ago. I mean, that was a talent issue. I mean, Matt Patricia wasn't great, but they didn't have any talent. They had injuries on defense, the secondaries. I mean, it was a mess. So I'm not sure anybody could have, but that's not the issue on offense with this team. The talent's there. I mean, we all know that. They've got Pro Bowlers at every level. So if that's the issue, I don't think it should be. And I'll tell you what, this offense is worse right now than the defense was when he replaced Sean Desai. And the offense is worse now than when he replaced himself in 21 after seven games. So, I mean, I think he owes it to the team to do everything he can to get this offense to where it needs to be to compete for a championship, and they're not there.
Well, they aren't, and it is striking when you say it like that. Ruben, we appreciate hopping on. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and Friday's a big one. Eagles and Bears Friday at the Link. Thank you, Ruben.
Have a good one.
All right, guys. Anytime.
There he goes. Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia. So he threw Parks Frazier in the mix. We got a new name. He was with the Colts all those years ago. He's another one of those guys. I think he went to Miami for a little bit, Carolina, then Miami. I think he ended up with McDaniel in Miami before he ended up here.
An issue at his house, didn't he?
Broken into?
Well, there was a news story.
Broken into, sprayed.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, y'all vague. Y'all being real.
I'll just read the headline.
I think his house got shot up.
His house got shot 77 times.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now this...
In Miami?
No, this was in Indy. From the news story, I don't think this. It seemed
it's
to me
the wrong house, right?
Wrong house. I don't think Parks did anything wrong here. And he wasn't home. You would think a decent one. He's an NFL coach, right?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. But who's in your neighborhood that they shot up the wrong crib?
I don't know. Well, that's a sure question. Parks
feels like a very small mistake for a very insignificant. Or a very significant error.
Yeah, a huge error.
I mean,
yeah, that's
yeah, but, my bad, dog. We mean yeah, to like, shoot your house.
Yeah,
up.
My wrong house. I only shot it 77 times before I realized.
We're having a little fun with this. Everyone was okay, by the way.
Right, right, yeah. Well,
nobody was home, right?
Nobody was home. From the Indy Star Report, no one was home. Thank goodness.
My bad.
Yes, and if it is Parks Frazier, I'm sure that story will come up again. I hadn't thought of that name. He's another person on the staff, right? It's not. Sirianni's the one we're debating because he's handled this before. He's done it. I would just ride with Petullo, but now we throw Parks Frazier's name in the mix.
Also, the Sirianni one, I think, breeds the best possible long-term solution.
It would.
Like, if it works out.
We don't have to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot. I mean, that's something the Eagles have to deal with and Sirianni has to deal with if it's not him, even when we get to next year. Who's calling the plays next year?
No, this is going to be a repeating cycle for... Forever, as long as Sirianni's head coach, we can't do it.
That is the bottom line. Yep. Let's go back.
Sorry, one sec.
Yep.
I did have to mention, when it comes to sports books, Bet365 has it all. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only, must be located in Pennsylvania.
All right, so I like this call on the line here. Terrence at Springfield, anyone but Nick. I'm kind of into that idea. What's up, Terrence?
Huge Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's going on?
Guys, we cannot give up play calling to Nick at this time.
Mm-mm.
I believe that it will get a team panic vibes. And if the coach is panicky, guys, the team is going to panic. I believe bringing in somebody from the outside mentorship, I told Kyle, buying the ball. He needs a job. He's got fired. We saw what he did with Dark before he got hurt. We saw what he did with Jalen in college. You know what I mean? I don't understand, though, why at this point
he sat
a championship team with these weapons. Yeah. And one thing you said yesterday, it kind of stuck with me, man, and I agree. I think leaders like Brady would do this, Mahomes would do this. If the offense stinks like this bad and the QB is just letting the ship sink and he comes to the press conference with these same old cliches and what they need to work on and nothing's getting better. And nothing's getting better. I got a problem with that because Jalen Hurts can go to the owner, to go to the coaches and say, guys, we got to get better. We're too vanilla on offense. We got to switch some things up. Guys, it's on the QB. It's on Kevin Dud Dulo, and it's on Nick.
That was terrible.
And I keep hearing, you know, Kevin Dud Dulo was under Frank Wright.
Not going to stick.
But I don't see motion. I heard in an interview how Sirianni was saying they had motion. I don't see any motion in this offense. And they said that Kevin Dadulo was learning under Frank Wright. And all these, you know, they got all these dishes, guys. And they can't make nada. You know, they got, like we said the other day, they got all these chefs in the kitchen. They got all these dishes. But they can't make nada. And we look at Shane Steichen, guys. He's rejuvenated Daniel Jones' career. And he's rejuvenated Taylor's career. So is it the coordinator? Is it the quarterback? Or is it the head coach, guys? Because some head coaches, guys, they don't have this same old vanilla offense because it's the same personnel that we had before. So understanding Steichen, if we had this explosive offense, it's the same personnel we have right now. So what is the damn issue, guys? I want to say bring in somebody like Dave Ball, Frank Wright, and right now, guys, we know Frank Wright got fired. We know Dave Ball got fired and all the guys got fired. But maybe they're better coordinators.
They might be. And all coaches get fired. So at some point, like, that's, you know, there's a bunch of these. We didn't even bring up Mike McCarthy. He's sitting at home, too. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that have been head coaches.
Yeah, just bring everybody.
They're just not head coaches.
I bring McCarthy to oversee this thing.
All I'm hearing are solutions for, like, the offseason.
No, I mean, you could bring an advisor right now.
Okay, but why is that not a panic move? But Nick Sirianni taking it over
he could do it from home, work remote.
Work remote.
I don't care. Watch tape and help out. This offense sucks. I mean, we all know.
They got to switch something up, Kyle, because...
I just gave you an idea.
Now, yeah, but Sirianni calling plays.
Yes!
Wouldn't work. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us? Siblings, famous siblings.
Famous siblings, guys. I got a good one.
Okay.
How about Thor and Loki?
Thor and Loki. They are famous siblings. Yeah, famous, Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. Thor and Loki.
Ooh, yeah.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You okay, Hugh?
Yeah, I was just, you know, just like, ooh, that was a good one.
Well.
Just made you think a little bit. Some other famous twins.
Not his nickname for Petula, though.
what was it?
Dudulo.
No, that's
horrible.
That was what they call the try-hard. He was working too hard.
Yeah, I heard someone refer to him as Puntulo, which is better.
That does fit.
At least it works.
Yeah. Three-and-out rate is ridiculous. Pat in Denver thinks Kyle's insane. What's up, Pat?
Kyle is insane. Mm-hmm. You can't make a leadership change right now. They got to go out and win on Friday. Well, I mean, what did Mailata say, right? You have to go out and play and execute the game plan, and they didn't do that on Sunday.
They haven't done it all season. He's been saying that for weeks.
And
we're
you're
one
not
block away. Yeah. We got to execute. It's not happening.
Well, that, you know what, before you go on, Pat, that is mostly what bad teams say all year. Ah, we're close. Yeah, we're close. Well, I don't know. They're not close. Does it look close to you on offense? It doesn't look close to
me. Are they a bad team?
They're a bad offense.
They are an awful offense, dude. Their offense stinks.
They are a bad offense with what is an improving defense. But I will say, we probably need to pump the brakes on saying they're better than last year's defense. Last year's defense does not get torched the way this year's defense did. It's a good defense, and it's a capable defense. They're not last year's.
I would say that, you know, maybe the front office made some bad moves in the offseason. And they got, you know, no offense, Hugh, but like old and fat Brandon Graham out there.
Wait a minute, Pat.
Why would you leave Brandon Graham alone?
Yeah, why are you taking shots at Brandon, dog?
I'm old and fat too, but
yeah,
I don't
but that's
go
why that's the main reason why
the
you can't take shots at Brandon because he's not old and fat.
How did this become about Brandon Graham? You're telling me I'm an idiot for wanting Sirianni to take over play calls.
Why is Hugh taking offense to BG being old and fat?
Because he's my friend, I guess.
I don't know. I just didn't want Hugh to take offense to because fat. He yells at me a lot.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
No, I look good.
Kyle yells at me all the time. And listen, man, they're 83. All they have to do is go out there and win. And, like, on Friday, if they lose that game on Friday, all bets are off. But don't make a change in leadership right now. What? You're going to upset the apple cart way too much.
It is a short week. I mean, he does have a point on this. We have a longer week before the Chargers game the next Monday.
What about, so I understand there's that. But if you're saying if this week, what about the first 12 weeks wasn't enough for you to see that you will see against the Chicago freaking Bears that tells you this isn't working? They just went up against one of the worst defenses in the league and didn't score for 42 minutes in the game.
You're insane. Agree that the offense is bad.
Yes.
But last year told me, and past performance is the only thing I can say, that these guys are going to figure it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because they're the champions.
I can't wait.
Why are you signing off on this, Hugh? Why are you doing that?
I mean, that's what we do.
No. Pat, good phone call, and we appreciate it. I think we got to stop to... I think we have a little bit of revisionist history of what last year was. The passing game was not good at times, up and down. Their offense was never this bad last year. They ran the ball.
They had to run to lean on, no question.
Yeah, and it worked. And if you look... The numbers this year versus last year this time are strikingly not the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just not. The Eagles are 25th in yards. Like, they were 5th in the NFL in yards per carry last year. They're 25 now. They're not even close to as... I feel like a lot of people were using, well, they turned it on last year. No, the passing game turned it on for the last 2 weeks. That's what happened last year. Nothing works right now. Nothing. It's like, we got a long way to go to just like, oh, yeah, we'll just turn it on when it matters. Guys, come on.
And does anyone else want to win the Super Bowl this year?
Yes, I want.
Then I don't want to hear they're 8-3.
Well, I didn't say that. I don't say that. That's a Douglas.
I've had enough.
They're 8-3, but let's be realistic, though.
They're 0-1 in their last week. How about that?
Let's be realistic.
Mm. On here,
there's a lot going on with this team. I'm not saying that they can't win the Super Bowl, but let's be honest. Would we all be surprised by the way that they've been playing if they didn't make it
to the Super
Bowl? Yeah.
Right now, I'd be surprised to get out of the first round with this offense.
It's a lot going on. I think this is the best time. Times like this, man, when you have this kind of adversity, the best thing to do is just be honest about everything.
Well, I like that.
Even if it's, you know, pointing the finger at you. Like that song yesterday, I'm surprised Kyle ain't played like Looking for the Man in the Mirror. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to do that. That's what this is. We all sat here and we're all talking about what the problem is. We don't know exactly what the problem is. You know, even Rube talking about, you know, changing the offensive coordinator. How is that going to help when you're trying to implement concepts that these guys aren't familiar with?
So here's my question off that. How do you think the players would view it if Nick came out to them, right? He did the media thing yesterday and today. If before practice today, he says, we're making a change, I'm calling the plays on Friday. Do you think
a panic move.
That's what I think.
But I feel like this. They would probably say, given what, and I'm just going based off of what Joy Malata said last night, and I think Landon Dickerson at one point said this, they like Kevin Petullo. They don't think his players are bad. They don't. They just need to execute better. So they've circled the wagons, and they're riding for their coach. They just need to figure out whatever, play better. Number one, they can't have 14 penalties in a game, and that's about it.
Well, you know,
and execute.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing for weeks this entire season. I mean, what if they like Kevin Petullo, fellas? Hear me out, because he's taking all the heat off of them.
Well, you know who else might like that? The head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, that would change if he became the play caller.
I just want to find out.
So we're just exploring. We're just figuring things out on Friday. It's a must-win game.
The offense can't be worse. I really struggle to envision a scenario where the offense is worse.
I tend to agree with you that it probably wouldn't be worse if Sirianni or Parks Frazier or someone else in the building called the plays. But literally 2 years ago, we probably said that. One of us probably said, well, it can't be worse getting women from Decide and Matt Patricia. It got worse. It literally got worse. They let the players basically run the whole thing after that.
Well,
what was the safety, Byard going in with his own defense?
I know. But
we're not running that. I'm running this.
There's a risk-reward aspect to it.
There is. I mean,
I'm sorry. What are we going to do? Not score for 45 minutes Friday?
Do not put this past
as opposed to 42?
Do not put it past them.
50 minutes?
Andy in Westchester's up. Do not dare them. Andy, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, buddy?
So, I really like Kyle. I sincerely mean it when I say I'm impressed with, I think he's wise beyond his age. But he's just wrong on this one. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to the old wise guys here, Kyle.
Absolutely not.
You're still a little bit immature. I get it. But you can't make a rash decision like this and just make a snap decision. I would say, what'd you say?
I'm sure I can.
You said it.
You cannot.
Watch me.
You said it was.
See, Andy, as you understand, as you get older, you listen more and talk less. Kyle's not even not there yet. Yeah,
listen to me.
Yep. But I'd say Sirianni either needs to be more hands on or more hands off than whatever he's doing right now. But I cannot see making the change right now. What Kyle said earlier, it's off season. I'm looking at Mike McDaniel. That's the future to me. I think they should be putting everything into that.
Yeah, there's going to be a number of former NFL head coaches, offensive guys, that probably are either already fired or will be fired. McDaniel, Daboll, Stefanski could be out there. I mean, these guys at times have been viewed as very good offensive minds. They all could be available this offseason.
Can I share a piece of news with everyone, though?
Yeah.
He is currently employed by the Miami Dolphins.
I
want to win the Super Bowl this year.
They might not be that.
You can't get Mike McDaniel.
No,
but next year.
All right. Well, then you don't want to win the Super Bowl. That's what you're telling me.
Yes, I do. What about Herb from the Northeast? Herb from the Northeast in there. We are golden.
Well, now we're kidding around. Yep. I'd rather if I had to vote, I would rather go Sirianni.
Maybe you should be the one listening.
Sirianni over Herb. All right, Andy, what do you got for us? I need siblings here. Famous siblings.
Quick, one more thing. So the coach you're looking at, Kyle, just told us that a Friday game isn't much different than a Thursday game, except it's a day later.
He did say that.
That's what we're talking about. My siblings are going to be Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia.
All right. It's a good one, Andy.
It's a big one, Andy.
We appreciate it. Andy from Westchester with the big answer. All right. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. A lot to discuss here on the Midday Show. Should Nick Sirianni take the play calling from Kevin Petullo and call the plays on Friday? I say no. Hugh Douglas says no. Kyle's pounding the table for Sirianni. We saw this already. He stunk at it. I don't want to see it again. Your take on it all. We'll also be joined by Ross Tucker. What is he seeing? And I'm really curious what Ross is seeing when it comes to Saquon Barkley. Is he not running the same? Do we need more Tank Bigsby? We'll hit it all next. Your phone calls and Ross's thoughts on this game as the Bears come in here red hot right now. How seriously should we take the Chicago Bears in the game coming up? We have Kiss the Baby later on in the show. A lot to discuss. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The NBA season is here, and Fanatic Sportsbook is already running plays straight out of a championship playbook. Here's the deal, folks. You guys have heard me talk about the fan cash. Remember, every time you bet with Fanatics Sportsbook, you're earning up to 10% fan cash, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash. Fan cash unlocks real value. You can flip it into authentic NBA gear, game tickets, and access to exclusive Fanatics events with NBA legends. I guess that means you can get to hang out with some of the players. That's what it kind of sounds like. But that's not all that they only do on Fair Play. Because as the listeners know, where other sportsbooks let injuries box you out, Fanatics Fair Play protects all bets from first half injury across pro football and pro basketball. So if your player goes out with an injury, boom, Fanatics Sportsbook keeps your bet in play. Make the switch and get more ways to win with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. Midday Show.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.